She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Grace Curley Show for our post-Thanksgiving extravaganza. We're very excited to be here. This is a live show. You're here, we are live, and we have a ton to discuss. There actually is a good amount of news out there. I mean, a lot of it is stuff that happened last week, and, you know, it's still cycling out right now, and we're getting updates on things like what happened in Waukesha. We're getting more ridiculousness from the mainstream media trying to downplay that attack. We also have a lot of bad takes from celebrities over the weekend showing their, or over the holiday, showing their privilege, you might say. And we have all of this. But it's the day after Thanksgiving, and something I'm trying to do with the show more often is just let loose and have a little fun, throw it out to the callers. And so I called the mailroom manager, and I said, I have a really good idea for a segment. I said, I was at the airport recently coming back from the Bahamas, and I had this experience where there was this big family, and they were running through customs, asking people if they could cut in line. One guy said no, which I will never understand people like that. I don't disagree with him, but I don't have the spine to do that. I would always say yes. And it was just strange. And then so I brought this up yesterday at Thanksgiving, and almost everyone who was at this dinner had some sort of like horror story about the TSA, or, you know, one time my sister brought a pair of scissors with her through the airport. And they weren't like the little scissors. They were the kitchen style cut through leather scissors.
It's not a knife.
Yeah, it was weird. My mom was she was like 7 years old. My mom said, why do you have that? She said, I like scissors. She liked crafts. But everyone had a story like that. And, you know, the mailroom manager is always saying to me, try to bring up stuff that people want to call in about and like stories that people have from their past. And I thought, you know, that might be fun to start with. But then she actually gave me a much better idea for the opening. What we've been talking about, and we do this every year, Howie's done it forever, leading up to Thanksgiving, the conversation always goes to, are you going to talk politics at your Thanksgiving dinner? Actually, my uncle was on the local news last night because they asked him that question. And he said something like, I don't know, it gets a little crazy. Soon enough, the turkey starts flying. You're better off leaving politics out of it. So this is a common question every year. Do you talk politics? But what we don't do often is have a follow-up and ask people how it went. I had a caller, Carl. He called in, I believe it was Wednesday. And he said, Grace, I talk politics with my family. You have to be respectful about it. And I, you know, it sounded great, but I don't foresee it going that way for a lot of people. Once the wine's involved, you're full of turkey, you're cranky, the football game was on yesterday, it sucked. It made worse by the halftime show, according to Howie Carr. He called me up today to rant about how awful the football game was. I didn't really understand half of his complaints, but it sounded bad. And I did know that it wasn't a great game because we had the TV on for a while, and then all of a sudden it was off, and just no one wanted to watch anything. So when you couple that in, people are cranky, and then you throw in politics. But a lot of people like to say that they're going to do it. They say, oh, no, you can't tell me not to talk about something at the table. So I want to hear how it went. Did you change some hearts? Did you change some minds? You know, was it kumbaya?
Did you deprogram your relatives as Molly Jung Fast wanted?
Do you got some new votes on your side? I doubt it, but I would love to hear. I would also love to hear if there was, you know, some tension when politics were brought up. We had someone text in the other day about how a relative was asking if everyone was vaccinated and if they could show proof of their vaccination status. I heard this again yesterday from people that this is a common thing that's happening. Really sets the scene for a really fun Thanksgiving. But I am throwing it out to the callers, 844-500-4242. And another reason I brought this up was there was a guy on Twitter. His name's Logan Sato. And the day before Thanksgiving, this is what he tweeted out. And I laughed out loud when I read this. He said, my move tomorrow is to sit at the table right when dinner starts and say loudly, not a big fan of the current administration. The responses to this were amazing. The things people were planning to do. One person writes, offer to say grace and at the end of it say, let's go Brandon instead of amen. Another person says, I am wearing my new t-shirt, Mean Tweets 2024. Over dinner, this was one of my favorites. Over dinner, my mom somehow changed the topic to guns, blaming them for the guy who drove through a parade. Then Kyle Rittenhouse was brought up. I am thankful my dad cut off the conversation when he did. This person writes, I've been asked not to upset my liberal cousin. I'm wondering if I should wear my Let's Go Brandon shirt or say Biden got 81 million votes my ass. And there was
Let's go, Brandon!
There was a lot of comments like this from people who said they couldn't even believe some of the conversations they were having. Oh, and this is a great one. At a previous holiday of someone I love, one of the moms brought up how all of the ammo was out of stock because so much was used at the insurrection with all the gunfighting. Like, how do you not just lose your mind? So I should give a little context here. In my house, my immediate family, we are all pretty much on the same page politically, which makes for a very convenient discussion because no one's really getting all that upset. One thing we did talk about a lot was Nancy Pelosi's $25 million home. I think because my parents are at the retirement age, that really ticks my mom off. One, because she's a massive, Pelosi's a massive hypocrite. You know, you're that scared of global warming and you buy a house on the ocean. But two, they're fearful that Pelosi's going to poison the well and she's going to bring like a lot of liberal mentality and voting and policies to Florida. And then that place is going to get ruined. And you should keep in mind, all of these politicians like Nancy Pelosi, they hate Ron DeSantis. He's the worst person in the world. And yet they're all moving to his state. It's kind of strange, right? So we did talk about that. And we talked about other things politically, but I wouldn't say it was mostly politics. I would say we mostly talked, you know, a little gossip here and there, talked about TV, what everyone's watching, but it was pretty tame. But I want to know from people who decided to go into this guns a-blazin' and say, I'm not only going to start talking politics, I'm going to say exactly how I feel. 844-500-4242. What about you, Jared? Anything politically?
Well, actually, I am a conservative minority. There are a few of us in the extended family that comes over, but it was sort of brought to me, and I had to answer to it. My nephew, who's nine, whose mother is uber liberal and has got him, you know, Trump bad, orange man bad, blah blah blah. Well, I'm sitting around with my brother and you know some people, and he comes in the room and he goes to his brother and he says, "Hey, Dad's a Trump supporter." To which my brother's, who's not a Trump supporter, is just like, "Wait, what are you talking about?"
So why did he think your brother was a Trump supporter?
Well, apparently the room where my brother stays at my parents, which is my parents' house, he saw my Donald Trump 2016 Funko Pop.
Oh.
So my brother says, "Well, why don't you bring Uncle Jared in? He's a Trump supporter." And the look that my nephew gave me was like, "You are?" I was like, "Yes, I am 100% a Trump supporter. What's going on? Let's show me." So we walk down to the room and he shows me he's like, "I saw this." And he points to the Funko Pop, which is right next to my Tom Brady Funko Pop. And if you don't
what
know
is what a Funko Pop?
If you don't know what a Funko Pop is, it's like a vinyl toy bobblehead, like a cartoon.
Yeah, it's a bobblehead.
Yeah, it's basically a bobblehead. And so I said, "Yes, I like Donald Trump and I like Tom Brady. I like winners." My nephew's face. No idea what was going on.
That's even stranger because he's a kid. So yeah. It's strange that the kid brings it up at Thanksgiving when normally they're more concerned with like the food and running around and wreaking havoc. But he's politically interested.
Yes. And my favorite part was he talked to his brother, my other nephew, and he said, "Donald Trump told people to drink bleach." To which
such a classic.
His brother was like, I don't think he did, though. Like, I'm pretty sure he didn't say that.
339 says, "Grace, we talked politics at my turkey day table during the dessert session, though. My niece said she had a subscription to the New York Times. I said, that's your go-to for news? But it went okay, all things considered. I'm the radical. Ha ha." Yeah. I put this out there on my Twitter and I said, we're going to start the show. We're going to have the first hour be updates from people and whether or not they talked politics. And Eddie Scary from The Federalist wrote back and said, my family and I had a nice discussion about ivermectin. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? You know, that we're at a point in this country where you say, oh, did you talk politics over dinner? And someone says, we talked about horse dewormer. And you think to yourself, ooh, it probably got heated. I can't imagine how angry some people were during that conversation. 844-500.
That's why all the lions at the zoo get COVID, but no horses are getting COVID.
Oh, 925 says, I like winners too. Great line, Jared.
Thank you, 925.
Yeah, great line, but I can't imagine your family's very happy with you right now. Scaring your nephew like that. 844-500-4242. Call in. Let us know how it went. Did you sit down at the table and say, I am not a fan of this current administration? And speaking of the current administration, Joe Biden called in yesterday. It was like the lamest thing I've ever seen from a president. He called in to talk to Al Roker at the Macy's Day Parade.
At least he didn't try to order a pizza.
Can
I get a large?
I saw a lot of those memes.
Jeez, anchovy.
Where he has the turkey and he says, happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Those things are pretty classic. It says right here, Biden declares America is back while talking to Al Roker. Oof. We're back to something. I don't think it's what people want, but we are definitely back. Maybe to the Jimmy Carter administration. 844-500-4242. People are already calling in to weigh in on whether or not they discussed politics at Thanksgiving. And according to Elizabeth Warren, the reason that it was so expensive this year is because of greedy corporations that are charging Americans extra just to keep their stock prices high. We're going to discuss all of this today. We have a really fun show planned and a really great in-studio guest coming up in the next hour.
That must be why the stocks fell by almost 1,000 points today, Liz. Good economics.
She's so great at it, you know? She really is. 844-500-4242. Call in. Celebrate the season at Aviva Trattoria. Aviva serves Italian classics with culinary flair. It's the perfect place for a holiday get-together with family and friends. It really is. It's beautiful restaurants. Really, really great staff there. They're amazing. Their food is delicious. Chef Anthony, who you guys know very well now, he's been on the show a few times. He takes his job so seriously. He has such a passion for cooking. And he really makes sure that he has the most fresh, delicious ingredients at all times. So you can get classics like bolognese, chicken parm, chicken marsala. And then you can also get more casual food like pizza, whatever you want. They also have delicious salads. And a lot of their menu can be made gluten-free, which is great. They use local ingredients and they cook up everything in their scratch kitchens. This season, give the gift of Aviva to your family and friends. Visit AvivaTrattoria.com for special holiday gift cards for your visit to Aviva Trattoria. That's AvivaTrattoria.com. And their locations are in Malden, Maynard, Marlboro, Westford, and Wrentham. Check that out. We'll take all your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Just because I'm a chicken and I would never go into a dinner party where I knew there was like liberals and wear a Trump 2024 shirt, I wouldn't head into my Thanksgiving with that mentality, doesn't mean I don't absolutely love it when other people do it. You know, if you were going to wreak havoc at your Thanksgiving Day table and do it with a smile and say, pass the gravy, Mom, I think it's hysterical. I think this guy who said he sat down and immediately said, I'm not happy with this current administration. I would pay to see the looks on people's faces. Jean, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jean.
Hey, hi, Grace. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy belated Thanksgiving. How are you?
Thank you. You too. Well, I got to tell you, yesterday I was at my daughter's and I mentioned about, how they're talking about a pandemic that really isn't a pandemic. Oh, my God, Grace. I was attacked. What do you mean there's no pandemic? All these people that are going in the hospitals, my daughter, one of them works in an ER. You should see the people coming in. I said, what do you mean there's no pandemic, they're saying? I said, well, see, last year the pandemic put lockdowns. We wear masks. We were 6 feet apart. Restaurants and bars were closed. A lot of businesses were closed. To me, that was the pandemic. And they're saying, well, the numbers are going up. I said, yeah, until after the first of the year. And once the holidays are over, you watch those numbers start decreasing. Oh, my God, Grace, you think I told them that I was marrying Donald Trump? Awful. Very nonchalantly, we were talking about COVID, and I said, well, I'm just glad it's not a pandemic the way it was.
The reason, Jean, and I agree with the people you're talking with in the sense that the numbers are going up, the cases are going up, and, you know, we did have a pandemic, and we lost a lot of people to it, but I know what you mean, because all of these things we did, the social distancing, the mask wearing, what we're gathering now through following the science is that it didn't really do much to help those numbers. And this idea that we all need to be vaccinated and you need to check in with your relatives to make sure they're vaccinated. But I was told that the vaccine protected you. So why does it matter what someone else decides to do? There's no logic to this. And the fact that all you said was your opinion and they freak out, I don't know if I'd want to take part in that Thanksgiving. I don't think I'd feel very welcome at that table. Jean, thanks for the call. Let's go to John. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Grace. Well, we had an interesting Thanksgiving. One of it was the big discussion was the corpse in chief spending his time on Nantucket with some of his rich buddies there eating lobster while the peasants have to scramble to get a turkey. And that was an interesting conversation. And then the conversation led to just eradicating the government, period, and let's replace it with something that'll work for everybody. So it was an interesting conversation.
Did everyone keep their cool, John? That's my question. Like, had this conversation.
And surprisingly, even when the booze was flowing, it actually got more interesting. But yes, it was civil. There were a few people, but pretty much everybody was on our page. But I think the biggest resentment, like I said, was, you know, seeing Let's Go Brandon there on Nantucket living it up with the people that he doesn't like and wants to overtax and take their money.
Yeah, my dad put it in this way. He said it's like they're beating us over the head with an irony stick. Like, they don't see the irony in the fact that we're supposed to eat soybean turkey and he's going to Nantucket to stay in the home of a billionaire co-founder of the Carlyle Group and call in to Al Roker to tell him how wonderful the country's doing while we're facing the highest inflation we've had in decades. It's pretty rich. It is almost as rich as David Rubenstein, the guy who owns the million-dollar home. Thank you, John, for the call. Let's go to Steve. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Do you have an update for us, Steve? Did you talk about politics at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so I was hanging out with a bunch of millennials, young people, and you could kind of tell that if, you know, politics got brought up, that they would all lean a certain way. So instead of doing that, I would slowly mention things. I was like, have you guys seen the cost of turkey this year versus 3 years ago or something like that? So I was almost baiting them into it a little bit just to walk them along, but playing dumb at the same time so I wasn't getting in trouble for bringing up politics directly.
Yes, because some people do have a ban on it, Steve, and they don't want you to talk about it. But I brought this up on Wednesday. I said, it's really hard right now because the way the left has politicized everything, especially during the Trump years, you could talk about anything now and it could come back to politics. Even when I mentioned the pandemic at any point during the last 2 years, people can sense where you lean politically based off how you react. If you say, oh, I haven't seen anyone in 2 years, I've been locked up in my house, people know you're leaning left. It's just kind of a telltale sign, don't you think, Steve?
100%. 100%. You can, that's why I was looking at it I was kind of being very gentle around it, but, you know, when something would get brought up and something like that, I would just poke the buttons a little bit.
Yeah, poke the bear. I don't blame you. All right, let's keep rolling with this. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. I'm glad everyone's being civil, but I would love to hear about a kerfuffle at the Thanksgiving table. Call in.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are taking calls on whether or not you actually went through with it. Did you bring up politics at Thanksgiving? Or did you decide, you know what? I'm going to take the day off. Because I know this audience, and we have some tough talk. People claim that they're not going to be silenced. They're going to say their opinion, which I think is wonderful. But I'm always curious if people actually do it. Because saying stuff in person, and maybe it's just me, saying stuff in person is very different than just tweeting them on the internet. You know, seeing a reaction, going back and forth, and then you get that really heated feeling under your skin where you're mad and angry. And I know some people can do it nicely and they can talk politics very civilly, but I wouldn't consider myself one of those people. Today's poll question is brought to you by Heart Transportation in Maine. Heart Transportation is hiring drivers with full benefits and no vaccine mandates. Apply today at heartdrivers.com. That's Heart with two T's, drivers.com. Jared Diglio, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you plan on taking advantage of Black Friday?
Yes. And not because I think that it's that great or the deals are that great, but I do have a few things I have to buy. And I had them on my list like all week. And I just figured I'll wait till today and see if I can get them for cheaper. So yes, but I'm going to do it online because now Black Friday is more online than it is in person. Like they run Black Friday deals and then they also run Cyber Monday deals. So right. I'm definitely not going to a store. Oh my God, no. I would never even entertain that idea. But I'll do some online shopping.
84% of the audience says no, they will not be participating in Black Friday.
Wow. Okay. Well, it would probably, you're probably smart because it's going to take me like 8 months to get anything that I order right. online. Are you going to partake?
I already have. Not going to lie.
Oh, what'd you get?
Well, there's a comic book store that's does distribution online, and they had a really nice deal. They're having kind of a blowout sale, so I got boxes and boxes of comic books.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a good price, too. And they specialize in high-end variants, hard-to-find retailer incentives, things like that, things that I wouldn't normally buy, but at the reduced price, okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Very cool, very cool. All right, let's go to the callers here. The question for the audience is, did you talk politics? Do you regret it? Did it go perfectly? Did you convince someone to come to your side? Did you convince your liberal niece that maybe she actually is a Trump supporter and she just never realized it before? 844-500-4242. Let's go to Charlotte. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Yeah. Good morning, Grace. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Yesterday at the Thanksgiving table, my dad and my aunt got into it.
Oh, give us more info. What happened?
Bad. They were yelling at each other about COVID, the supply chain, Joe Biden. It was messy. I was making TikToks the whole time though, so it really didn't affect my Thanksgiving. But my aunt didn't even get any apple pie. She left before dessert.
Was she when she left? Was she just like angry, or was it more of a sad thing?
You know, I think she was more angry. I don't think she was sad.
Oh, wow. All right. And Charlotte, just because you sound like a younger person, are you planning on taking advantage of Black Friday?
You know, I think I'll do some of the online shopping like you said, but I can't go into a store today. It's too much.
Yes. No, I agree. It's don't put yourself through that, Charlotte. You sound like you had a rough day yesterday. So take your time, decompress, make some TikToks, have a little apple pie that your aunt left over because she was too mad to eat any of it, and enjoy your day. Thanks for the call, Charlotte.
It's always good when they leave before the pie.
I just love how she says bad. That's right? The only way she describes it. Bad.
Definitely. She might even have been Gen Z. She sounded young. But definitely the younger crowd, it was always bad. But I was making TikToks.
Well, it was funny because my family, some of the younger people were making TikToks yesterday as well. And I know people hate on TikTok, and I understand why. But I do have to say, it does get people thinking creatively, like doing all those little dances. I mean, it beats like sitting there watching TV, I would think. 844-500-4242. Russell, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Russell?
Hey, Grace, I didn't have a big kerfuffle like you were saying, but silence sometimes is better than a conversation. I was initially not invited to my liberal atheist brother's Thanksgiving arrangement with my three other brothers and their family, and my mother and father. My father is a World War II wounded veteran, and he's 95 years old, and he made the point that if I don't go, he doesn't go.
Oh,
so
wow.
They had to let me come along. So anyways, however, God intervened prior to Thanksgiving because one of my other liberal atheist brothers and his whole family came down with COVID, and they have all been vaccinated and the booster shots. So even though I was explaining you're just as infectious if you're vaccinated as if you're not, my argument prevailed.
Yeah, and I think that's a very cool move by your dad to say if he's not going, I'm not going. That's what you have to do in that situation. I mean, you can't split families apart. Carol Markowitz put it so well. Politics is never going to love you back. You know, you can spew out all your facts. You can either be very pro-Trump or you can be very pro-Biden. And that's not going to get you anywhere in the long run. I mean, your family is what you have and they're everything. So you never take sides against the family, especially not if the side you're taking is like AOC. AOC is not going to be there for you when you're having a bad day. I hate to break it to you. Thanks for the call, Russell. 339 says, Grace, I'm surprised you don't discuss more since you do it on the radio and you do so well dealing with it. And I would think people would try to goat you into it. This is an interesting point. I have in the past been goaded into it by people who know where I stand and they just want to see if they can get a reaction out of me. My rule is, I said this Wednesday and I feel this way. I'm totally down to not talk politics at the holidays, whether it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever it is. I'm totally down to talk about Real Housewives, to talk about my favorite eyebrow pencil, to talk about, anything else. However, and this is a big, big but, if you goat me into it, if you poke this bear, I will come back to the table with some facts. I'm not going to sit here and listen to you, you know, go on and on and ramble nonsense and not throw in my two cents. However, I will never be the one to start it.
Yeah, one of my favorite go-to lines is because I have, you know, they know what I do for a living. They know the show. They know the network. They know all that. So they're like,
do you know who I am?
Yeah.
That was your do you know who I am moment.
So they're like, oh, so do your callers, do your listeners still think this? Do they still think this about Trump? Do they still support blah, blah, blah? And my go-to line is, how far down this rabbit hole do you want to go?
I know.
Because
tread lightly, good friend.
You put the dime in the jukebox, you got to let the song play out.
Yeah.
So just be careful.
Oh, and how condescending is that? They act like what all your listeners and callers are like QAnon people?
Exactly. That's, yes.
How dumb are all your listeners?
Yep.
Well, they think you're pretty condescending and elitist, and you're kind of proving them right, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Jay, you're next with Grace and Jared on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, speaking of going down rabbit holes, like the previous caller mentioned, I think we all kind of gone down this rabbit hole, and I hope that we just don't lose sight. I mean, there's people. I took a Thanksgiving plate to my neighbor. She's 90-something years old by herself sitting in the dark, you know? So I just think that we just need to be more neighborly and around the holidays, I want to hear conversations about people doing good things like that. The political wars, I mean, we've just lost our flipping minds. It's crazy.
No, that's a good point, Jay.
So, you know, just to all your listeners out there, it's like, you know, let's not focus on fighting and arguing and what's going to transpire when we bring up politics. Let's do something good. You know, do something good to someone, you know, who's in need. And there's a lot of elderly people that are alone during the holidays. So
if you
have a neighbor like that, yeah, give some love, you know?
Yeah, I agree, Jay. I totally stand by that sentiment. However, I will say if anyone has any stories about fighting, they are still welcome to call in. I get your point, though, Jay. I am kind of amused by it a little bit just to see how far we've come and how wacky people get. But you're absolutely right. If you have a neighbor, if you have someone you can help, this is the time to do it. You should be doing it all year long, but it's a charitable time and consider those people. Now, speaking of the elderly, we should probably play a little bit of the Joe Biden sound. He called in to Al Roker, and I did not watch the Macy's Day Parade. I used to watch it all the time. It was like my favorite thing to do. And then after COVID, when it got canceled, I stopped. It's just a lot of commercials, and I do like the...
I didn't see it. Was the underdog balloon wearing a mask, or were any of the giant balloons masked?
I don't think so. I think it was... all things considered, I think it was pretty normal. But I did, like I said, I really just watched old Seinfeld reruns while I was getting ready to go to the Thanksgiving dinner. So I didn't really tune in. But I do love the balloons. Oh, and now this is something I should add in here. I am very surprised. We're having this whole conversation about, you know, getting to the Thanksgiving table and going at it with your family about politics. And this whole time, Taylor Cormier is sitting back there. And he's a pretty, I would say you're a contrarian, Taylor. And you have nothing to add. You didn't have like a beef or you didn't bring up politics yesterday?
No, I had dinner with my in-laws and the majority of them are of the same mindset.
Yeah, that helps.
It does. Except my father-in-law. He's a libertarian. He doesn't like anybody, so.
Well, that's fair.
But I did watch the Thanksgiving Day parade under protest, but they had a Boss Baby balloon, which I thought was interesting since that character is voiced by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, and we haven't really seen much of him lately.
I thought that would have been canceled.
Yeah, it's funny the things that get canceled and the things that don't. Alec Baldwin really, I mean, he was in the news for a long time after that horrible incident with the gun where he shot that woman on the set of his movie Rust. And then he had that really weird thing where he was driving with his wife, Hillary, as some of us like to call her, and there was reporters and he pulled over to the side of the road in like Vermont or something and started taking questions.
How you say interview?
Yes. How you say cucumber? Cucumbers. How you say cucumber? And the wife started trying to get involved and like control how the interview was going. And then he yelled at the wife. It was all very strange. And then they kind of took a break from everything. And they've been kind of, I saw that they were at some fancy sushi place recently, but they kind of went quiet. So you're right. That is a little bit weird that the Boss Baby, but it's, hey, that's a big moneymaker for them.
But the funny thing was my, I didn't watch any of the American coverage of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade because my father-in-law recorded the Telemundo version. So it was actually a little more refreshing. It's a nice cultural Thanksgiving.
Yes. It sounds very fun. 844-500-4242. Let's hear a little bit of Biden. He called in to talk to Al Roker. Cut six.
What's your message to the American folks on this Thanksgiving Day?
My message is after 2 years, you're back. America's back. There's nothing we're unable to overcome, Al. And you're one of the reasons for that, pal. You're always up. You're always rooting.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Wait, hold on a second.
Huh?
Al
Roker is why we always come back.
Roker is why America, you know, if Al Roker is the reason America is in the current situation we're in, he has some splaining to do. I want to talk to Al Roker. Get him on the phone. Whatever phone Joe Biden's using, I want to talk to Al Roker next. When we get back, I want to give you an update on some of the beautiful people in Hollywood. You know that story how he always tells about how some politician said that if your car gets stolen, it's a nonviolent crime. And how he always says, if it's your car, you would think it was violent. Or if it was your car getting stolen, you'd think it was a major crime. Well, Seth Rogen never got that memo. And this is pretty amazing to see how out of touch the Hollywood celebrities are. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I just want to say, I agree with that caller, Jay, who said, you know, it's nice to be nice. And I'm a huge proponent of that. I did not really talk politics. If I had known there had been liberals at my dinner table, there weren't. Thank God. No, I'm just kidding. But if I had known, I would have been sensitive to it and tried to just appreciate the day.
Yes, but at the end of the day, Jerry Springer gets ratings and we like that stuff.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's kind of funny. I mean, this has been happening. It happened a lot during the Trump years, and it's just kind of amusing to see it on the other foot.
Yeah,
because when Trump was president, and if you were a Republican at a holiday, and your relative was not a Trump supporter and they knew you were, they had no problem bringing it up. And now that their guy's in charge, we're all supposed to be, you know, quiet and not say anything. And meanwhile, gas is up, inflation's up, Joe Biden doesn't take any questions from the press corps. There's some things on people's minds, so it only seems fair.
And we just want to gauge how things are going in this new super unified America.
America is back, and I don't think it's a problem if we want to talk about that. We want to celebrate it.
Where have you gone, Al Roker? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
We need Al Roker. I need more Al Roker in my life. You know what's interesting about Al Roker is the day of Biden's inauguration, he was the one who got the fist pound from Joe Biden when he was walking to the inauguration. He stopped and gave Al Roker a little bump, a little fist bump. And so I don't know. They must have like a bromance or something. They must be really tight. Maybe Joe Biden's a big weather guy and none of us knew about it. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
How do I cross a bridge in a snowstorm? What happened? No, think about it. You know, you're in a situation, what happens if the bridge collapses and there's a fire on the other side?
During a snowstorm, you got to call Al Roker, my friend. You got to get the forecast from Al. All right,
Roker-mobile.
We don't have a ton of time left in this segment, and I'm going to try to take as many calls as I can here, 844-500-4242. We are going to move on in the next hour, but this has been really fun hearing about your Thanksgiving. Tom, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
I have a technique for having a political conversation with friends, family, coworkers, and strangers you meet at a party.
Oh, awesome. All right, give it to us.
So I call it the high-five technique. I first tell the person that I love talking about politics, but I require that that person and I remain friends after the conversation, and we seal it with a high five. And then you have a respectful conversation, solve the world's problems, high five, and everybody's happy. It works every time.
Oh, that's nice, Tom. That's actually very civil and nice, and I'm glad that works. I've witnessed some that don't go by the high five method, and they definitely can be problematic. I've seen some friendships end, but I like that technique, Tom. Thanks for the call. Peggy, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy.
Hi, Grace. Awesome show as usual. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
The thing that I find annoying, I guess is the word, is that the left side of the family, the people that tend to lean more on the Democratic side, they're perpetually unhappy. Everything has thus far gone their way. One would think that that would make them more pleasant, but it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah,
never enough.
They have a chip on their shoulder for sure all the time. And like you said, sometimes when I see someone with the Biden-Harris sticker, like a bumper sticker, there's a lot of those in my town, I want to drive up next to the person and say, are you happy? Do you like the results? Do you feel good about this? Is this what you wanted?
Anytime I see one of those, I mean, we're not on the highway when it's safe, I will pull up next to them, just look and just shake my head until they notice and then just keep driving like,
because this is what you wanted. I really like the guy who said, I'm going to wear a shirt that says Mean Tweets 2024. I want to get one of those shirts. Because that is exactly why we're in this situation, is that people didn't like mean tweets. And now the price of turkey's up, Joe Biden's spending his Thanksgiving in Nantucket. By the way, he got the bird from somebody. Someone flipped him the bird in Nantucket. I'm sure all the people there were shocked.
Was it Kamala?
Horrified, yeah, maybe it was. That's not a bad guess. 844-500-4242. Special in-studio guest coming up next. We're live the day after Thanksgiving. Don't go anywhere.